Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2007, with a release date of Friday, April 15, 2016, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Amateurs recall their roots with Marconi Day. A Washington State ham inspired his daughter's invitation to the White House. The IARU gets a new satellite advisor. And in Thailand, the Southeast Asian net is back on 20 meters. All this and more in Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2007, coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent, on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
We begin this week's newscast with a reminder of our origins as amateur radio operators. Where would any of us be, for instance, without Guglielmo Marconi? So every year, for the past 29 years, hams set aside one day in April to get on the very same airwaves discovered so long ago by this physicist, inventor, and important communicator.
Happy birthday, Guglielmo Marconi. The birthday of the pioneering wireless scientist is recorded as the 25th of April, 1874. But amateur radio operators around the world, wanting to make the festivities a little more inclusive and global, are again taking part in International Marconi Day on Saturday, the 23rd of April. The 24-hour-long event has its roots not just in the birth of Marconi, but in the heart of one of the celebration's founders, Norman Pascoe, G4USB, former president of the Cornish Radio Amateur Club, who became a silent key earlier this year. The annual celebration has drawn participation in some years by as many as 60 stations, including those in South America, Australia, South Africa, Spain, Germany, Portugal, and the United States. This year, the Cornish amateurs are making an extra effort for a successful event to honour not just Guglielmo Marconi, but Norman as well. Steve, G7VOH, vice chairman of the Cornish Amateur Radio Club, wrote recently about Norman on the DX Coffee website. "He will be missed by us all from all over the world. This is truly a major event in amateur radio, and we, the Cornish Radio Amateur Club, will be doing our very best to keep it running as smoothly as Norman did for many years to come." The Cornish Club GB4IMD will be operating from the Stythian Showground in Cornwall and will be joined by stations around the world on the bands. International Marconi Day awards will be given to qualifying operators. For a list of confirmed stations, visit gx4crc.com/imd-stations. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Bucci, 4NJH in Nottingham, in the UK.
He still holds the Mets and the Yankees in his heart, but the Seattle Mariners might just make a fan of this New York transplant yet. Washington amateur Lester Cahan, K2ENC, was among the group of World War II veterans honored at a recent home game. Here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Right before the Seattle Mariners took on the Oakland Athletics at Safeco Field on Saturday, April 9th, Lester Cahan, K2ENC, found himself playing in the big leagues too. It was the salute to Armed Forces Night for the Seattle baseball team, and Lester, a licensed ham since 1952, is also an Army veteran, having served in World War II in the Pacific Theater. The 88-year-old former New Yorker, who moved to Washington State with his family in 2003, was honored with other veterans during the Mariners program that celebrates vets for their service. He had been nominated for the honor by the American Legion Post 161, and his wife Phyllis, WA2FAQ, was also there to share the moment. Meanwhile, back on Long Island, New York, another home team was cheering for him too. In Lindenhurst, New York, members of the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club, which Lester had helped charter and found, couldn't be happier for him. Back in the day, Lester had been mayor of Lindenhurst, New York, as well as the village's traffic court judge. But the lifelong ham is just as proud of having been an Elmer to many local amateurs as well. And clearly, the stadium ceremony left him feeling like the most valuable player. The Athletics, unfortunately, beat the Mariners 6-1. Reflecting on the day's big score, though, Lester noted somewhat gratefully, quote, "I did a lot better than they did," end quote. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
The amateur radio activities of one Seattle area father has clearly had an impact on his elementary school-age daughters. They aren't hams yet, but they definitely like getting on the air, just in a different way. And it's landed them at the White House. Here's amateur radio newsline Paul Braun, WD9GCO.
Inspired by their amateur radio father, two young Seattle, Washington sisters are having a positively presidential moment this month. Rebecca Young, age 10, and Kimberly Young, age 8, the daughters of Winston Young, KI7CSK, are fascinated with the study of science and space. Last year, accompanied by their father and mother, they visited a local lake in central Washington to launch a small spacecraft they designed and built with encouragement on the project from their dad. At the lake, the APRS-equipped craft went 78,000 feet up and attracted not just the local media, but eventually the White House. An invitation to the White House Science Fair came not long after. That fair was held Wednesday, April 13th. In a blog post, Amanda Stone, White House Senior Program Manager in the Office of Digital Strategy, wrote, quote, "Kimberly and Rebecca hope to show other children that science and engineering is not only interesting and accessible for kids, but a lot of fun as well," end quote. It helps, of course, to have an amateur radio operator as a father, someone who looks skyward much of the time. Although the sisters note that Dad's full-time job is a little more grounded, he works for T-Mobile's legal department. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
There's a changing of the guard at the International Amateur Radio Union. A new satellite advisor is taking the helm to handle all things relating to satellite communication. On the ground and, of course, way above it, we hear from Amateur Radio Newsline's Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Many hands make satellites work. The International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU, has appointed Hans Blondell Timmerman, PB2T, as new IARU satellite advisor. The position represents the IARU to the satellite community and performs satellite frequency coordination. In addition, it has responsibility for maintaining correspondence, reporting to the IARU Administrative Council, and, if requested, provide technical and operational advice. The satellite advisor is assisted by a panel of volunteer satellite advisory members. Hans Timmerman, Papa Bravo 2 Tango, was first licensed in 1980, carrying out many roles, including being the IARU Region 1 President from 2008 to 2014. He replaces Hans van de Grondel, ZS6AKV, who served as IARU satellite advisor since 1994. During this time, he established many of the procedures used for amateur satellite frequency coordination today, and the IARU extends its gratitude for the excellent work. He will remain as special advisor to the satellite committee. I'm Graham, VK4BB, for Amateur Radio Newsline, reporting from Australia.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WD9HSY repeater of the Tri-Town Amateur Radio Club in Hazel Crest, Illinois, on Wednesdays. William Shakespeare never wrote an ode to a linear amplifier or a sonnet to a hex beam, but there might be some hams in the bard's old neighborhood of Stratford-upon-Avon who'd be willing to give it a try after the Shakespeare 400 special event station gets on the air on April 23rd. The 400 marks the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death, and the station will be operating on the main HF bands with the call sign GB2WS. To learn more, visit the Stratford-upon-Avon and District Radio Society website at www.stratfordradiosociety.org.uk. The special event station is hoping for a few hams, and perhaps even a few hamlets from around the world. Rajesh Bagadia, VU2EXP, knows how much fun it is to be young and a new ham. He was 18 in 1991 when he got his first license, a dream he'd had since the age of 15. Now he's helping others do the same. On Saturday, April 2nd, Rajesh presented a full-day program called Ham Radio for Gen X at the Gardie College of Engineering and Technology in the state of Gujarat in India. More than 200 engineering students turned up for his presentation and as well as his demonstrations of slow scan TV and Morse code, which included receiving and then decoding messages. He also treated his audience of young hopefuls to a video documentary about amateur radio. A member of a ham radio family in Gujarat, Rajesh is also a ham radio educator and has made presentations at other schools in Gujarat. In Venezuela, they called her the godmother of amateur radio enthusiasts. And it is clear from recent posts on social media and in a one-minute video tribute that her colleagues loved and respected her. Yolanda Bastidas, YV6BJ of Venezuela, has become a silent key. The video tribute posted on Facebook on April 7th shows her at various activities through the years with the Venezuelan Radio Club. Earlier posts on Facebook had reflected the fact that she'd been hospitalized within the last year and in poor health. No more information was immediately available. Thailand's National Amateur Radio Society, or AST, has put the Southeast Asia net, known as CNET, back on the air, inviting hams to check in on a country-by-country basis on 14.320 megahertz, twice a week, Mondays and Fridays. And later this year, plans are set to hold a CNET convention in the Thai Golf Resort area of Pattaya. The 20-meter CNET has a long history, starting its operation in 1963. The first CNET convention was not held until 1971. For this year's convention, registration information and other details can be found on the website www.cnet2016.com. The Radio Amateur Society of Thailand has also been busy with this first Thai ham radio satellite, JAISAT-1 CubeSat, which is being built by Innovative Solutions in Space under RAST sponsorship. To the relief of many hams, the Thai Radio Society is also preparing to offer the country's first advanced class license examination in June. Although advanced level licenses have been permitted since 1987, no exam existed until now. The only holder of an advanced level license in Thailand was the King of Thailand, who received his ticket in the 1980s. QRV usually means you're ready, but the Royal Air Force Amateur Radio Society feels anything but ready with regard to its newsletter, which it calls QRV. The journal has a vacancy for its post of editor for quite some time, and the Radio Society wrote recently on its website that the need to fill that position has now become urgent. The editor should ideally be a member of the Radio Society, but also be knowledgeable in the use of desktop publishing and MS Office or similar programs. The editor will also be responsible for working with the printers who design the pages using photographs and articles provided. The club will provide assistance proofreading the final versions before going to press. If you'd like to produce QRV for the Society, contact Chairman Richie Judson, K0RHJ, via email at richie_judson@yahoo.com. Svein, LA9JKA, is operating on Jan Mayen Island on all HF bands until early October. He's using the call sign JX9JKA. Send QSLs to his home call. Tom KC0W will be active for several months as KH8/KC0W from American Samoa, using CW only. Send cards to his home QTH in the United States. Members of the Palos Verdes Amateur Radio Club will be working as K6PV/6 from Santa Catalina Island from April 28th to May 1st. Look for them operating on SSB, CW, RIDI, and PSK31 on 80 through 10 meters. Send QSL cards via K6PV. Doug VK480C is working holiday style as VK9NU from Norfolk Island, starting April 23rd through May 2nd. He will only be working SSB. Look for him on 80 meters through 6 meters. Send QSL cards via home call, direct, or bureau. You may also use EQSL and LOTW. Alex W1CDC is on the bands as 8R1A from Guyana until April 24th, holiday style. Listen for him on 80 meters to 10 meters, mainly working CW, QSL to his home call. We close this week with a cautionary tale from a group of schoolchildren in the UK. Think twice before sending your dog, even a toy dog, into space. We hear more from amateur radio newsline Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
Find Sam. Those words, preceded by a hashtag, signal the world's focus on social media on the intense search efforts by some London primary school students on locating the plush toy they launched with a helium balloon into space. Sam, the toy dog, was equipped with a GoPro camera and GPS tracking equipment, but when the balloon popped 15 miles above the Earth and everything that went up eventually came down, Sam was nowhere to be found. They did not, after all, equip Sam with a map. Radio amateurs, of course, can relate. Trackers, transponders, balloons, and often ground searches are part of the amateur experience for many who enjoy this kind of experimentation. Now, it's unlikely Sam met with the same fate as Laika, the Soviet space dog who orbited the Earth in 1957 and failed to survive, but the question remains, where in northwest England could Sam have landed? The world asks, have you seen this dog? Even a local hotel that helped sponsor the project is offering a free stay to Sam's finder. For the students, this was supposed to have been a lesson in astronomy and physics. But perhaps the teacher should have also thrown in some studies of animal husbandry, or at least dog breeding. The kids might have decided they'd be better off using a retriever. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
With thanks to Allen Labs, the ARRL, Cornish Amateur Radio Club, CNN, CQ Magazine, DX.net, Facebook, GeekWire, Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, Nature World News, the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, QSL.net, QRZ.com, Radio Amateur Society of Thailand, Royal Air Force Amateur Radio Society, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Southside Amateur Radio Club, Twit TV, Twitter, USA Today, Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners. That's all from Amateur Radio Newsline. Our email address is newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website located at www.arnewsline.org. We also remind our listeners that there's still time to nominate candidates for the 2016 Bill Pasternak Young Ham of the Year Award. This honor recognizes licensed amateurs who are no older than 19 and living in the U.S., Puerto Rico, or Canada, and who have made significant contributions to ham radio and their community. To download an application form and learn how to qualify for the honor, visit our website, www.arnewsline.org, and click on the tab for YHOTY. Completed forms and supporting documentation should be sent to the Young Ham of the Year Award in care of Amateur Radio Newsline, Inc., Editorial Office, Post Office Box 451, Huntington Station, New York, 11746. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.